Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Of Disorderly Conduct. It's Thursday Night Live. Open lines, no agenda, nothing lined up. Your calls take priority. 347-826-7667 is the numero. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. And shouts out to the early chit chatters. They're still filing in here. Big ups to Alcoholic, Azura Noko, Beach Bum 55, Chicago Hockety, Cosmo Brockington, Depressions, Dr. Herpington, the good doctor in the building, Elliot Peters, Freedom Now, John Brand, Can Go to Hell. No Thieves Allowed. Look out for some good artwork coming up tonight from No Thieves Allowed. No Thieves Allowed has been in fuego, providing some amazing artwork. And what else do we have here? Stabby McHugs and Three Abu, rounding things out. Good times, people. I see a few folks already lined up on the chit chat board or the switchboard. Oh. Of course, plenty of people on the chit-chat board. Also, several people called in already. Nobody with the hand up already. If you're new to Blog Talk Radio, this is how it works. You call in, 347-826-7667. And then if you want to talk, you press the number 1. And if you want to just lay low in the cut and chill out, just don't press anything. And if at any point you desire to jump in, just press 1, and I'll be happy to bring you aboard. Good times. So I have some house cleaning I want to take care of. I have to. I'm already starting to think about what I'm going to do for 4th of July. Yeah. I'm getting fired up for 4th of July, trying to figure out what my plans are going to be. And, just over the weekend, I hung out at, I had a great time on Sunday. It was amazing. I went to the I went to a music festival at Stern Grove, a free music festival, with Charlie Tuna, Jazz Mafia, and Lyrics Born. And then I checked out the Gay Pride, the post-Gay Pride parade festivities. They had a huge party downtown and around Civic Center here in San Francisco. Shut down, I don't know, like, I would say eight city blocks worth of city streets, and had multiple stages and dance DJs, and it was just insane. People were naked everywhere. Actually, I have a clip of, I don't know, I've tossed it out there, and it's been leaked on the internet, but I will repaste this this little video footage that I shot that sort of summed up the whole shebang for me, sort of summed up Gay Pride, and at the same time sort of encapsulated the spirit of San Francisco as well. So yeah, I'll paste that in the chat room. But yeah, so I was at the gay pride. Yeah, some people were fried out there for sure. The Gay Pride festivities, there was a lot of booths set up. And one such booth belonged to the Sperm Bank of California. And their website is, of course, thespermbankofcalifornia.org. Sorry, it's thespermbankofca.org. And they had these stickers, these free stickers that they were passing out to promote whatever, donating sperm. And I got one of these little stickers, and it says Got Sperm, like the Got Milk thing, but instead it's Got Sperm. They're just handing these out nonchalantly to anybody walking down the street. Lots of kids around. No biggie. So what I got a little idea. I thought, well, hey, why don't I hit the sperm bank up and see if they'll kick me down, like, I don't know, like 1,000 of these things. So I was thinking I might give them a call and see if they'll send me a bunch of these. I'm going to leave them. I'm sure they're not going to be up right now. It's 11 p.m. Pacific. They're located here in Berkeley, California, of all places. Go figure. I'm going to try them anyway. Leave them a message. Maybe they'll call me back. Let's try this. Calling the Sperm Bank of California.
Thank you for calling the Sperm Bank of California.
You have reached our office after business hours and we are closed. Please press 1 to leave a general message or choose from the following options.
For general questions and for existing recipients,
Jesus.
Press 1.
I can't press 1.
If you are a current donor, press
2.
Oh,
you piece of garbage. You won't let me press 1.
If you are interested in becoming a paid sperm donor, press 3 to be connected to our donor coordinator. Mm. If you are interested in storing sperm and for existing CD, DD, and KD accounts, press 4. To reach the billing department, press 5.
Nope.
For our office hours, fax number, web address, and email address, and directions, press 6.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah. For a dial-by-name directory, press
9.
You have reached the voicemail for the TSDC phone counselors.
Perfect.
If you have reached this message during regular business hours,
PTSD.
You are currently in a meeting helping another recipient.
What?
Please leave a message with your name and phone number, and we will be sure to return your phone call promptly. Thank you.
Recording.
Yeah, hi there. This is Vince. I happened upon your booth at the Gay Pride festivities on, when was it, Sunday? And you happened to give out, you had one of a very lovely young person who was giving out some Got Sperm stickers. And I got a couple of them, and I got to thinking, you know, I definitely I've already donated quite a bit of sperm in my time. And I thought I'd help promote it this holiday weekend at the 4th of July and all by passing out some of these to friends and family as I gallivant across the the Bay Area. So if there's any way I could get in touch with you, and if you could somehow get me, like, I don't know, a case of these Got Sperm stickers, I'd really appreciate it. Once again, my name is Vince, and my number, you can reach me at 347-826-7667. And, yeah, appreciate it. Hope to hear from you soon. And, by the way, you sound lovely. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right, we'll see where that goes. Anywho. So what I'm thinking is I'll get a bunch of these sperm sticker, Got Sperm stickers, and I'll just hand them out to kids during the 4th of July weekend. Yeah. Have their mother and father explain that one. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince of the Bay. I got Twisted Indica on the line with me. What's up, dude?
Hey. What's up, man? It's Stabby.
Oh, yeah, Stabby. What's up, bro?
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the San Francisco Gay Pride Parade thing.
What about it?
I just want to say that... actually, I've been there a couple times to it when I was in high school and before I was in high school, and it was really great. I mean, it really helped open my eyes and shape my view about all the kinds of different crazy people. I mean, I had a gay friend that I knew, and we all went. And, I mean, yeah, I think I went 3 times over, you know, like... 10 years ago, but it was really cool and a lot of people and really amazing. I mean, that's pretty much all I wanted to point out there. Because, I mean, the way you've been talking about it, it sounds like it's like a few people standing around, but I mean, it's like 100,000, 300,000 people.
Check out, in a nutshell, Gay Pride in San Francisco, for that matter, in a nutshell, is in that link that I just pasted into the chat room there. That link is to a video. It's, I don't know, maybe a 3-minute video of me at Gay Pride on Sunday, and it pretty much, in a nutshell, will explain to you what it's all about. All right. So Alcoholic has given me an LA Times blog about Chris Hansen. Oh, I love this. Chris Hansen got busted. Oh, this is so bittersweet. Sweet. Not even bittersweet. It's just sweet. Oh, I love it. All these assholes are finally getting served. I love it, man. Anthony Weiner, that guy today, what's his name? He called the president a dick. I hate that guy. Mark Halperin. Mark Halperin, I hate that piece of shit. Now this dude Chris Hansen apparently is finally getting the tables turned on him. I love it. This is perfect. It's like, oh, it's bittersweet. You couldn't have written a better script. This is awesome. Known for his To Catch a Predator series for Dateline NBC, Chris Hansen has been caught on hidden camera himself in what could turn out to be a compromising situation. Hansen, 52, a married father of two, was secretly videotaped June 24th, arriving at the Ritz-Carlton's Angel Restaurant, allegedly with Kristen Cadell, 30 years old, according to, of course, the National Enquirer. The Enquirer has the footage and posted it on its website. I have not seen this footage. If anybody has the link to the actual footage, that would be fantabulous. A romantic dinner ensued at some restaurant, and cameras filmed them driving back to Cadell's Palm Beach apartment, where they didn't emerge until 8 the next morning, this story alleges. Cadell, who works for a local TV news station, then reportedly drove him to the airport, according to a tabloid. Well, this is all they have? Wait, they just have video of him going in and out of the... For all we know, this is a colleague. It sounds like somebody in the same industry as him. Probably a colleague. Putting him up for the night. Who knows? You don't know that that he nailed her. But apparently a source confirmed to People magazine on Thursday that the two had been, quote, hooking up for months. Hansen has been in Florida covering the Disappearance of Jimmy Trindad. What? Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Yeah, I'm glad this guy got... I hope this guy gets nailed. I hope he's... Yeah, fuck this guy. He's been doing the old bait and switch. I mean, let's... I think he legitimately nails some legitimate people that have problems. But at the same time, I don't know, man. Seriously, there's got to be, on some level, there's got to be some karma, bad karma that he's... I think there might be a few people that got embarrassed that, maybe they didn't need to be embarrassed. I mean, some of those chicks that he uses in that show that meet the guys, they don't really look like they're under 18. They look like they're like 22, 23. I don't know what's going on. I'm just glad this dude is like fucking, getting besmirged, if you will. All right, John Brand gets his first time out of the evening. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the numero. It's Vince of the Bay with Stabby McHugs. And we're kicking in here on Thursday. And don't be shy. The lines are wide open. Again, no guests scheduled, and there has not been a guest scheduled for a long time, and I'm working on it. I got a couple of people that I'm lining up. I haven't pinned anybody down, but I'm working on it. I got a few folks that hopefully will be joining me here in the next few weeks, but what was I going to do? Oh, I was going to take a quick little break. And, hey, it's Thursday. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Thursday in the afternoon for a couple of beers. Gianni Bugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear, l'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV a colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Bugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. We got Tammy White.
Okie dokily, hey everybody. Vince in the Bay back with you. Disorderly Conduct. I'm settled in now. I'm properly caffeinated. I drank some water. I'm hopefully hydrated as well. Locked in, ready to go, ready to take your calls. Let's do this, kiddos. Dial in the numero 347-826-7667. Going down in the hometown, people. Boom shakalaka. Alcoholic Coma America. That's a new one. Cosmo Brockington. Depressions. Dr. Herpington. Herder what? John something or other. Neo Citron. Wow. Bam. No Thieves Allowed, holding it down with some excellent artwork in the chat room, as always. Sheik, the lovely Sheik in the building. I see you down there, Sheik. Stabby McHugs and Three Abu, winding it out. Down there in the chit chat room. Shouts out to all of you. Appreciate the love. Joining me here early on in the Thursday edition of the broadcast. Don't be shy, folks. Call in. In fact, I got a caller on the line right now. A few callers on the line. I still have Stabby with me. Stabby, your mic is still hot, bro. But
awesome. I'm just in here, just, you know. I'm not much of a talker unless I'm asked something or something direct. So.
Yeah, no, I'm just letting you know that your mic's hot. You can chime in whenever you feel like it. Let's do this. Let's take this call. We got a caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up?
What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Just chilling out, man. I didn't realize it was me.
It's you. Your hand's up. You pressed one.
Yeah, I know.
Cool. What's
slow
on your mind? What do you want to talk about? What's up?
Actually, I have a question pertaining to earlier whenever you took the break. What song was that? The very first song that came on.
The very first song? You mean my opening intro or the first song I played of the show?
It was the first song you played whenever you took the break.
Oh, that was Morphine, the Thursday song?
Yeah.
That's Morphine.
That's an awesome song. Thank you very much.
That guy's dead now.
Oh.
Mark Sandman. Yeah, it was a bass player, a drummer, and a saxophone player. It was a stand-up bassist, but he also, I don't know, he did some distortion shit on his bass, and he was the singer / bassist was the main sort of guy, and he died like in the 90s. I remember seeing Morphine. I saw Morphine play like one time at some festival at Shoreline in the 90s, and they were pretty badass. They were awesome. Great band. I wish I had more of that. I'd play more of it. I just play that song every Thursday because it's called Thursday.
Yeah, I was introduced to your web chat yesterday, and since then I've kind of fallen in love with it. It's really nice to listen to.
Cool, man. Yeah, well, usually, you're lucky. Right now, Kishu's not here right now. When she shows up, she'll force me to play like gay Britpop crap. So, yeah, sharks patrol these waters. That's another
forces.
That's a great song as well. There's a song called Sharks that Neon Citron is quoting there in the chat room.
Yeah, it was pretty badass. I was like, oh my god, this song is delicious.
The song is delicious. Okay.
Yeah, I just made that shit up on the spot. You like it?
Yeah, it's. I've heard delicious used as a description for stuff, but that's a different application altogether. It's okay. I can go with that.
Nice. So, you have any of the other people you had on yesterday? Like, oh god, what's his name? He was the one everybody kept calling a wetback.
Oh, Goofy Bone?
Yeah. That dude's funny.
I don't know, man. I don't know, dude. I think Goofy might be passed out by now. I am. Or he might be all BTR'd out maybe by this point. I was on with him earlier today. What's his name? Ghost didn't have a show today. And I was pretty bummed about that. Goofy was pretty bummed about it. So Goofy decided to do a show on BTR to make up for it. And him and I co-hosted together on his show this afternoon. So if you're dying for some Goofy Bone, that would be a good one to check out. Just go to his Goofy Bone. Just look up Goofy Bone on BTR, and you'll get plenty of that dude in the archives.
Yeah, I'll look him up. Thanks.
They're a good individual, but when they get all to get together, everybody, even though they all have a lot of heat together sometimes, they're pretty funny.
Nice. It's just one of those kind of wacky and zany things that occurs whenever the group gets together.
For sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's very cool.
A lot of times it's just kind of floats along, and it's good. Vince is a good guy. But it's funny when they all get together. It's actually really hilarious.
It actually sounds like it. I haven't really been paying much attention, so I couldn't really, I wouldn't really know, but I'm starting to learn, starting to not be a new fag.
Okidokily, both of those guys are in the green room now. So, welcome, new fags. You're now both in the green room. We'll see how long that takes that new fag to figure out he's in the green room with Stabby. In the meantime, I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm going to take calls to anybody else who wants to call in. Just don't bore the balls off of me like those kids were. No offense, Stabby. I love you, Stabby. You're my homie. But, God damn it, those kids are boring the balls off me. You know, I appreciate the props. If you're going to call in and give me propers, no sweat. Just call in and go, hey, hey, Vince, I like your show. You like what you're doing. Forget about it. And be on your way, okay? Don't sit here and just fucking, try to tickle my testicles here on the air. I'm just not interested in. You know? Let's get some originality here. Come on. You guys are supposed to be trolls. Impress me. Seriously. I don't even care if it's fail trolling. Just try it. Don't call in and suck my cock. Like, most trolls will troll me all show long, and at the end, they'll suck my cock. You know what I mean? But whatever. It is what it is. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So damn. I got a lot of friends here joining me in the chat room. Amy Jones, Ashley Vancouver. Amy's and Ashley's are almost always hot. Guaranteed, like 95% of the time. 95% of the time, and Ashley's going to be hot. About 85% of the time, and Amy's going to be hot. Guaranteed. What else do we got in here? I don't see any other hotties, so you know what I'm saying. Amy Jones, is that what you're saying? Amy Jones says in the chat room that actually I'm a guy. Oh, so you're a trap? Is that what you are? Oh, wow, you sure, you must be a hot guy then. I bet you if you're a guy, you're probably hot. That's what I'm saying. Ashley Vancouver, call in, baby. All right, I got another call here. Okay, caller, you're on the air. What's up?
It's dark outside. Should I drink my own piss?
No. What you should do is save it on the side of your bed, and then periodically throughout the night, gargle with it and spit it back into your cup. You have it like in a little sippy cup or something like that. Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Is this thing on? Hello. Hello, caller. Are you there? What's your name? Hello? Where'd she go? Oh, she left. That's too bad. All right, let's try another caller here on the air. What's up? Hello, caller. Hey, what's up, dude?
So, how many niggers does it take to fill up a KFC?
Dude, I've seen quite a few myself. I lived in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, for a number of months when I first moved to New York. And I got to tell you, I would go to the chicken joints, and they have KFC out there. They also have other places. Give me a little feedback here.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, why don't you try to put a handle on that situation? Get your technology together. And now he's in the green room. So we got three people in the green room. We're looking for more. Who else do we have here? Nobody else with their hand up. Okay, fine. Very well then. So be it. I hope lulls are being had. I hope there's over 9,000 lulls being had right now because I'm not feeling it. Come on, people. Let's get fired up. Let's get some lulls going here. Is there some thread going on? Are you guys fucking trying to troll me right now? Is that what you're trying to do? Is this the fail troll hour? Is that what we got going on here? Fail trollage going on? Come on. Let's step your game up here, folks. Step your motherfucking game up. Let me get you fired up. Here's your theme song, or it should be your theme song. This is what's going to get you fired up, all right? Come on, everybody. You can do it. Come on, callers. 347-826-7667 is the numero. Jump aboard the Lulz boat. I want you to make me laugh out loud, you pieces of garbage. Come on, you fucking beatards.
Lulz.
exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and Lowe's. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you. Lowe's boats.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Lowe's boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And Lowe won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's Lowe's. Welcome aboard. It's Lowe's.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's do this. Caller, you've been holding. What's up? You're on the air. You just called in. What's up? Oh, I am cat. Really? I am cat. Really? Hello? Seriously? I am cat? Seriously, Nyan Cat? Really? Seriously? Nyan Cat? Really? All right, my baby cakes is here. What's up, honey?
Hi, baby. Sorry I'm late. I didn't realize it was already this time. I've been at Boston's with a friend. We were, it's like 45-cent wing night at Boston's, and had some raspberry margaritas and, you know, just hanging out. Now I'm on my way home. It's good times.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting trolled pretty, well, mildly right now. It looks like there's a thread or something going on. There's like, there's been around 30 users in my chat room. And
I
got some prankers. So it looks like we got some B-tards in here, some leftover B-tard, cancerous B-tardation going on in here.
Cancerous? What are you talking about? I love a B-tard.
Really?
Oh,
you want to talk
so
to someone?
Wet. Oh, let's take all their calls and just, oh, I want them to make me come hard.
Okay, sure. Well, let's do it then. Let's take this call here. Okay, caller, you're on the air with Vincent Kishu. What's up?
What's up, baby?
Oh, he's fapping to you. He's fapping
to
you.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Who wouldn't want to fap to me? Oh, shit, I need to get gas.
You have gas? What? You just passed gas?
I need to get gas. I have no gas in my car. Ah! Oh. And I have a long drive home.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's hot. You should come, and you should take a picture and send it to me.
Okay.
KishuZakova@hushmail.com.
All right, let's try another caller here.
You can send all your porn.
Let's try another call here. 111, block number. You're on the air. What's up?
Is that me?
That's you. Hi.
Hell yeah, baby. Is this Dildo Girl?
No.
Okay, I guess it's not. It sounded like her at first.
No, it was, caller, you're on the air. What's up? Hello? Oh, she hung up. Well, you scared her away, Keisha.
I guess I scared her away. Oops.
Okay. Let's try it. What do you mean, oops? Are you okay? Don't get in an accident. You know, you can call later in the show. We just started.
It just started. It's fucking 11:38. Did you start at 11:30?
No.
Oh, well, see. Didn't
yeah, we're
start.
Already,
I missed
yeah,
the whole
right.
fucking 38 still, minutes.
Yeah, you didn't miss shit. I played a song and some failed troll calls, and that was it.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry I was late.
Yeah, let's take another call here. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Nothing much, man.
Damn, you sound depressed, bro. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You smoking some herb? That's what it sounds like to me.
My feelings are hurt now, man. You don't
why
know
are your feelings hurt, baby?
Why, what's up? Talking to me, bro.
It's John, bro.
Who? John who? Oh,
John Brand?
God,
John
dude, don't.
That kid.
You're John from B. Oh, I see. Yeah, no, he's talking. Yeah. He's not talking about John Brandt. This kid, his name's John.
Oh.
Called the other night from B. Yeah, okay, I recognize the voice now. I get it. What's up with you, Nude? What's new now with you, man?
Yeah, people have taken the thread from yesterday and continually have been reposting it on B. It's actually kind of amusing, but...
Why are you sad about that? Bringing callers.
I'm not sad about it. I just... It's whatever.
Sweet. Thank you, sir. I want a snack or something.
I got a snack for you, baby. I got an Italian sausage for you.
I know. I love it. It's so hot. And it's all mine, so, you know, I couldn't be happier.
I got a lot of folks.
Bring the callers.
Yeah, let's try another call here. Okay, so John's going to hang out. John from B is going to hang out with us. Let's go with another call. Blocked caller, what's up?
Nice.
That's kind of loud.
Okay. Soundboards are 99% of the time fail.
But that other one.
I thought that one was cute.
It started out interesting, and then it got just stupid. Anyway, I got some chicks in the chat room right now. There's Ashley from Vancouver and Amy Jones.
Tell them call in. Call in. I can get some burritos.
Patrick Yoder. Ramona Flowers. Oh, these are good. I like these. You mad?
I know,
return.
I love the names.
Nice.
If my phone dies, I'm gonna cry because I have a long drive home. But I think I have my charger somewhere in my car. It's like in my laptop bag, so I should be good to go there.
All right. Hey, let's take another call here. Got another caller here. Area code 513. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, man. What's up? This is Oak right here. I just wanted to have you listen to something real quick and tell me what you think about it real quick. Is that right?
Yeah. Go ahead. Hurry.
Thanks, man.
Hi, Billy Mays here, the awesome author. Billy Mays here for Mighty Mendes. Billy Mays here for Mighty Mendes.
What was that?
Fail.
I didn't catch the reference.
Hi. Can I get $20 on pump 3 and the stuff here as well?
I'll give you $40 worth of pumpage, baby, for free.
Oh, you should.
Can I get
one of the bingo scratchers and one of the crossword scratchers? Actually, two bingo scratchers and one crossword scratcher.
Waste, throwing away your money.
No,
throwing
I'm addicted to them, dude. I'm addicted to them. I love them.
Throwing away. Might as well just flush that money down the toilet.
Shut up. I'm addicted to them.
Terrible. It's horrible.
Yeah, two bingo, one crossword.
All right, let's try another caller here. Caller, you're on the air. What's up? Hello? Caller?
The faggot. Don't accept the call.
All right. Let's try another caller. Okay, caller...
You do that somewhere else.
Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh. Well, that's not her. And what is it? 31... Here's... Well, just do that 40. Hello.
Hi, baby cakes.
What are you doing?
I'm listening to you give away your money.
How are you?
Yeah, that's such a waste of money. Seriously.
You're a waste of money. Thank you so much, sir. You have a good night. Just put them in the bag. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
You too, hon. Oh, that was hilarious. Like, that guy's retarded.
Okay, I have another couple callers with blocked numbers. Let's take this one. Caller, you're on the air.
Bam! To behold a public bulletin board built of both brilliance and barbarity by bastards with boners. This bastion, no mere bulwark of boredom, is a brutal barrage of blistering bullshit, barely benevolent, but behind the bigotry and boobs, beyond the bitter broadcasts of bragging buffoons, here be the body politic, a brotherhood of blasphemy, blessed with more balls than brains.
And he's on in the green room. Let's try another call here. Caller, you're on the air. What's up? Yeah. Oh, that's your troll? Is just breathing into the phone and hanging up. That's your troll. That is even register of the fail meter. It's so fail. Let's see. Let's try this. Another caller on the air. What's up? Oh, you're fapping again. Good for you. Keep fapping. Fap for me, baby. He's in the green room. Who else do we want to go? Okay, that's it. No more callers. There's a bunch of people just waiting in the wings. A couple of people have been listening for. Oh, here we go. One more caller. Yeah, caller, what's up?
Bold, a public bulletin board built of both brilliance and barbarity.
Kidoki. Jesus Christ. So, Kishu.
Yeah, way to have me muted.
No, I wanted to get rid of those callers real quick.
You're a dick.
Why?
What if I wanted to speak to the callers, huh?
Oh, okay, fine, fine. Here, you go. Here,
dude,
I'll just...
No, but
I'll
no,
just
no, no,
the
no.
Answer.
Hold on, I gotta tell you something. Shut up, I gotta tell you something.
Okay, what?
The last week, every gas station, like, in the area, like the 5-block radius that I live in, there's been somebody tagging Fuck Obama on the fucking gas pumps. It's hilarious. It's pretty crazy. I thought that was pretty random. I took a picture, so I'll send it to you in a minute. Anyways, now that I got my gas and my scratchers and my Gatorade, I'm nice and happy. I'm so addicted. The crossword and the bingo ones, they're so much fun. I don't even care if I win money because it's just fun to scratch them and, you know, play bingo and crossword, you know? You know what I mean, Jody?
Oh, yeah.
You know what
of course
I, mean?
I do, baby.
Fun?
Yeah, absolutely.
God, I miss you so much.
I miss you too, baby.
Oh, I want you to come hard on my fucking face.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh.
Hell yeah. Fucking. Oh, I don't even know. I didn't even want to. We're on air, so I can't go into depth of the dirty, naughty things I want you to do to me. But
just tell me one thing real quick. Just one quick tidbit of what you would do to me.
Well, I'd probably just shove your cock as far as I could into my throat, and I just want to feel you come deep inside of my throat. That's like that feeling that's so fucking hot.
All right, honey, we'll arrange that.
Yeah, fucking love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, baby.
And then you know what I want? And then
oh,
I want
yeah.
all the beatards that are calling in. I want them to all just gangbang me in the ass.
Oh, right on. Okay. Fair enough.
You down for that?
Yeah, the beatards can have my sloppy seconds. It's all good. All right, let's do a couple calls here. Area code 307. You're on the air with Vincent Kishu. What's up?
My little pony, my little.
Ben, I have to
what?
Take a call, and I'll call you right back. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
love
I'll
you.
Talk
bye.
To you later. Okay. Bye. Let's go. Area code 513. You're on the air. What's up? Okay, there's nothing happening right now. I got nothing but garbage callers. Luckily, they're starting to get. Looks like these kids are starting to get a little tired, a little tuckered out. Huh? You little trolls are all, you little fail trolls. So, fail troll summer fags, whatever you want to call. I don't even know what to call you kids. You're just a bunch of loser wannabe hack job prank callers, really. Last night it was this Raptor Jesus nonsense. You know what? I got to do something for my home skillet right here. Let me try something here. All right, Stabby, you're back with me. Stabby, really quick. I need you to tell me something. Hello, Stabby.
What's up?
What's your you're
Hello?
Calling in on you're calling in via Skype, right? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, now when you call in via Skype, it usually says a Skype name. It'll say like BTR listener number, and it'll have a number. What is that? BTR listener, what? There's a number. Can you tell? Are you near your Skype? Do you know what I'm talking about? Are you awake? Hello? Are you there?
I pressed the button.
You pressed the button. You don't even have to really press a button. Just look at your Skype account. It should say you should be called in to BTR listener or something or other.
But I changed it. Hello?
Hi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, never mind. Never mind, bro. Forget it. Just forget it. Alcoholic, do you know? Alcoholic. Okay, no, never mind. Never mind. Forget it, alcoholic. I'm not asking you. Never mind. Well, Saul Goodman from the BWC is trying to get in touch with my call-in number because, like, I don't know if you people know this, but if you call in on Skype, if you go through the main page there and you press the Skype button and you call in on Skype, it calls into BTR and it defaults to, like, a phone number, but it's not a phone number. It's just a name. It'll say, like, BTR guest, like, 57 or something like that. Like, when I call in via Skype to host, it says BTR host 1 or BTR host 5 or PTR host, you know, 6. Or it's never the same thing twice. You know what I'm saying? It's... Yeah, Kishi's a trap. I fell into the trap, now I'm gay. All right, let me take a call here. What's up, caller? You on the air? What's up?
Hey, what's up?
None. Oh, Saul. I see Saul on the board now. He figured it out. Good times. All right, what's up, caller? What's on your mind?
The name is calling.
What?
I'm sorry, it's John from earlier.
John. Oh, yeah, here. John. Sorry, bro. Sorry, John. My bad, dude. You're. You know what? New feature here, John from B. No, I got you now. I can. That's the great thing about this new BTR thing is I can label you on the switchboard now. So I have you, John from B.
Nice. The reason I talk so slow and incoherently, I have a very heavy speech impediment, and if I speak quicker, then all my words slow together and I stutter. So I have to speak very deliberately.
Oh, right on. That's important. That's very that's good that you recognize that, actually, because that's one of the most important things to comprehend when you're just broadcasting in general. You got to get in the habit of enunciating everything. You know,
yeah.
Sounding out the when you're saying the word and, you're pronouncing the D. You're saying the D, not and. You know.
Yeah. And, I can see
Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's or Ben and Jerry's.
That's actually the last trick. Oh, thank you.
Okay, I'm boring the balls off people. We had like something like 40 people in here earlier. Now there's down to 20. So whatever, it is what it is. We can get this party going, folks, if you want. I'm serious. Good times. Good times. Wow, man. I got to tell you, I'm just I'm blown away by the love in the chat room. Good times.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
To start a radio show, actually, do you have to possess a microphone, or could you do it over a cell phone or any of phone that would work correctly?
Yeah, all you need is a cell phone. That's it. You don't even need a chat room. You don't need a chat. You don't even need a computer. I mean, you need a computer to establish the count from the beginning and book the shows and everything. But once you book the show, technically you don't need your computer. You can just call in. When you call in, when your show starts, you key in your whatever your login number and whatnot. And then your show goes live at your scheduled time. And once you called in, you're automatically unmuted. You're live, and you can just talk through your whole show. This guy Cowpote. If you look him up on BTR, he goes by Cowpote Radio. He's notorious for this. He's notorious for just like he'll open up his chat room on his computer. He'll schedule his show, open up the chat room on his computer, and then he'll go to work, and on his way to work in the car, he'll like do his show from his car on his iPhone or his BlackBerry,
that's pretty cool.
Whatever. I've done that before too. Like there's been times where I've done my show from like when Kishu was here, there was one night I was late getting she wanted to go to some ridiculous spot way out in the middle of way far away from my place, and we were late getting back to start the show, so we just started the show from the bus. I like was literally broadcasting from the fucking what was it? It was the I think it was the number 5 or the number 21 bus.
Nice.
The Muni bus here in San Francisco. Like she called in. And she was at one end of the bus, and I was at the other, because if we sit right next to each other, it's like there's like a weird like delay, and there's feedback, and it's terrible. So she had to sit at one end of the bus, and I sat at the other, and I basically was the host of the show, and my studio was the mobile studio was the municipal transportation.
Huh.
Good times.
I'm not gonna lie, that's really cool, man.
It was ghetto broadcasting at its finest, dude.
So I was thinking about trying one show, but not the most interesting person in the world. So.
Oh, I encourage you to do a show no matter what, dude. You can get an account on BTR. It doesn't cost anything, and all you have to do is. You don't have to pay anything. You can do a free 30-minute show. You can, you have an account, you have a name, you can log in and chat on other people's shows. You can host your own show, half an hour for free. It used to be you could do like 3 hours for free. That was badass back in the day. But just
messed around on here a bit, because I remember you did Goofy Bone. Something Pete. Do a wrap off, and that was some of the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Oh, you actually remember that? Are you serious?
Yeah, I listened to it, but I didn't actually know that was you at the time. I've listened to your stuff before, but right about now I'm kind of getting huge waves of deja vu about who you are. So.
Yeah, I used to do my show. I used to not do my show. I used to do my show on the phone. I used to do it on a regular landline, actually.
Oh, nice. Are you interested in actually doing like longer shows, like with one of the memberships?
I'm doing a 2-hour show now. That's long enough, bro. I get tired from just doing 2 hours every night. That's enough for me. And I get enough from, and if I really am jonesing, I call into other shows.
It's actually pretty cool. Say, I was actually thinking, I've really, really liked your show. It's inspired me, and it's just something I like to tune into every night and relax and kick back and just listen to. And I was going to say, if you want to do like one of the longer shows, I would try to scrape together some money for you, man. I think that would, I'd try to do that, man.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the love, but no, I'm not looking for any donations or anything. I'm not looking to extend my show. I like it the way it is right now. 2 hours is just right by me.
I don't think I can do a show for 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours is plenty. Sometimes it's too long. And yeah, and sometimes it's not long enough, and I'll extend it, and I'll do it it'll go into overtime. It won't be broadcast live, but it'll be, you know, we can keep going for three technically. But
nice.
After about two, I start to get tired and peter out. And plus, it's late. And even for me, it's late. Like, my show ends at 1 a.m. my time. That's 4 a.m. on the East Coast. So that's like, everybody's like, unless you're a meth head or an insomniac, you know.
Yeah, it's 3 a.m.
You're faded no matter what. That's why I have coffee. I make sure I have, at the beginning of the show, a nice, fresh cup of coffee.
Yeah, you need to, I'm trying to be not hypocritical, that's not even the correct word to use. I'm not trying to be derogatory towards your show or downgrade it in any way, but you should try having kind of a script beforehand or a general idea, because it seems like you improv a lot of your stuff, which is fine, but I think you should try a little bit of a schedule and just see how that works out for you, buddy.
I would, if I had the time, I would love to do like serious pre-production. And for a while there, I was like, there was a couple of weeks there where I had a lot of time on my hands, and I started booking a lot of guests, and I did a lot of pre-production and stuff. And did a lot of show prep where I lined up a lot of articles and topics and all that crap.
Well, like, what are you looking to do? I know your show's listed as comedy, but I see you frequently bring up news stories. Are you interested in actually doing comedy or taking news, making it what you will of it? Or just what do you want to do? Because if it's comedy, I can try to help you with some material, or I can help you with news stories, get something together for you. I'd love to help you out, man. It's an awesome show.
Yeah, it just kind of sort of takes its own sort of form. It just sort of lives on its own here. I just open it up, open lines, callers call in, and it just goes from there. There's a lot of gossip that happens because people on the internet, or there's people that are just sort of regular trolls, or if you will, on Blog Talk Radio, and they go from show to show, and hosts go from show to show, and over time there's a lot of drama that ensues, and there's rivalries and beefs, and people get butthurt and doxxed, and all kinds of shit happens. And it's straight up drama, and if you listen to it long enough, you'll start to pick up on all the different characters and whatnot. But with that, that's sort of like the subtext of what goes on my show typically. On top of that, I will bring up, if there's a news story or something that I find interesting, I will get into it. But typically, when I do that, that's when I start seeing people in the chat going, all right, you're boring the balls off of us. Or Keisha will just be like, what are you talking about, dude? No one cares about this shit. And I honestly think at the end of the day, I don't like using that phrase at the end of the day, but my show is at the end of the day, literally, for most people. And I think by then people are so like just over it, even if they are political or, you know, have some topic in mind or whatever that they're juiced about. By the time they get to my show, they've probably already heard it or talked about it if they're really rabid people. And they get to my show and they just don't give a fuck. They just want to hear some drama, or they want to hear, you know, people talking shit. They don't
care. That's the thing, man. You can't base your show off what other shows are doing. You have to be original. You have to stand out. You have to be you. Voice yourself. make yourself known as who you are. And if...
All right, dude. This guy's giving me a pep talk, and it's really boring the shit out of me. So he's going into the green room because I think I have Saul with me now. What's up, Saul?
Hey, what's going on, Vince? I was just going to say, you know, that guy's boring the balls off of me, too.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you got, man? What's new?
Nothing much. I just thought I'd call in your show. You know, it sounds like some of your listeners are dying out there, so...
Yeah.
Check in.
So you're here to save me. I appreciate it. What's up?
Yeah, I'm an internet superhero. I don't know. Not a lot's up. No real drop in a report that I'm sure you haven't gotten already. Just the usual stuff. I'm thinking about starting another BGR show to, you know, fill in the holes for when Ghost doesn't do True Capitalist Radio, but I'm not sure about it yet.
You should, seriously, you know what? There's another void beyond filling in for Ghost, which I don't think anybody can really do. Like fucking Goofy Bone and I tried to today, but failed, of course. But what I think somebody with an opportunistic or capitalistic mind would be, if they were smart and they were doing a show, we're thinking about doing a show on BTR. I think the ideal spot would be right after Ghost is done. Like do the Ghost post game show type of thing. That would be badass. I think that's the slot to take.
Yeah, well, that'd be kind of cool and everything, but a lot of the people who enjoy Ghost show, they bore the balls off me. They don't deliver substance upon substance to my listeners, and you know, I think they call each other new fags or something because none of them are really bright. None of them even get their own inside jokes. So I just wouldn't want things like that flooding my show, you know?
Yeah. By the way, that kid, John from V, the guy that was boring us to death, still in the green room. I wonder if he even knows he's in there. Anyway, that's my new trick. That's my new trick, Saul. I've been overusing it. But that's my new thing is I just use the screening room to dump boring callers and fail trolls.
And your show great, still gets trolls?
Yeah, believe it or not, every once in a while I get them. Like last night there was these kids, they're Wild Goose's friends, and they're doing this thing for Raptor Jesus, they're trolling Freedomizer Radio. You ever heard of Freedomizer Radio on Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah. That show that's okay. Too boring to troll.
Exactly. So Goose is like all butthurt because he got kicked out of Freedomizer Radio. So he's rallied these trolls for this to troll Freedomizer Radio under the guise of some Raptor Jesus thingamabob. Mm-hmm. And these kids like hit me hard. In the way that they just would relentlessly call me. There's like three or four of them. And at one point, I had all like four of them on the line, and one by one, they were all in the green room. And I think for a good 5 minutes, all four of them thought they were on the air, but they were really in the screening room here on the board. It was brilliant.
that's
a new tool you have at your disposal, Saul. When you come back to BTR, you can when all these failed trolls try to try to diss you on the air, you can just say, oh, really? Tell me about it. Go into detail if you don't mind. I'll just sit back and listen. And then you let them go off for about, 20 seconds or 30 seconds, and then flitchink, you put them in the screening room. It's great. I'm looking at the board here. We got Kishu with us back. Kishu's back. What's up, honey?
Hey. What's up? Sorry, I just had to take a very, very important phone call.
No problemo. Nothing's going on. It's just me and everybody else is gone now. Saul's here with me. And,
Hi, Saul. How are you?
Out.
What's going on? Pretty good.
Sweet. Just driving home. I just nearly hit a fucking huge-ass snake in the road again. I live, in the middle of nowhere, and every night when I'm coming home, there's so much shit in the fucking road. All over the place.
Hmm.
Yeah. There was a rattlesnake in my backyard a few days ago. It was fucking crazy.
That's not something that happens often out there?
Oh, it's very, it happens very often.
Okay, because when I was living out in Texas, yeah, it happened at least 3 times. I was only there for a short while.
Yeah, I mean, we just normally, we don't get a lot of rattlesnakes because we have a ton of king snakes, and they kill the rattlesnakes.
Oh.
So it was, like, it was our first rattlesnake in the yard in, you know, about a year. So.
That's
kind of a bummer. And it's scary because, you know, I have a 2-year-old, and I definitely, like, you know, she's out playing in the yard and stuff. And, I mean, I'm always there with her, but, like, it's still frightening because, you know, you never know where they're hiding under something, you know, or something like that. So, like, always, like, on edge when I'm outside with her. So, yeah.
So, Vince, I heard you've been getting a people's OKCupid account.
What? What are you talking about, dude? I'm a convicted cyber criminal. I don't mess around with that stuff anymore. I'm clean now, bro. I don't do that shit.
I was just saying it's word on the tweet.
Somebody hacked my OKCupid profile and it is done. It's probably for the better. Even though I just had it to troll guys with,
Like Moxie. Oh, I was just trolling. Oh, come on, I was just trolling.
Hey, now Vince, Moxie's a really good troll.
She's great. She's great, isn't she? Like, she convinced me a lot of times.
Yeah, she's the best troll there is, guys.
There's so many times I was convinced she had a nervous breakdown. And she's like, and then like weeks later, she's like, oh, dude, I was just trolling.
Yeah. She trolled me into thinking that I found out that her name was Madison Slade. But I guess I didn't find that out at all.
No, she trolled you, bro.
Trolling.
She trolled me every time I'm in a call with her.
You should, what'd you say?
Oh, Moxie trolls me every time I'm in a call with her.
She does the same thing to me, too. She's a good troll, dude. Yeah, it's good to hear you on the show. You should call in more often.
I'm usually not as bored.
Yeah, I guess.
What a silly Negro.
No, it's good to hear from Sal.
Yeah, man, I miss the old days when you and Strope used to do shows on VTR. I still have some of those, bro. I have one of them, in fact, one of my favorite ones. I think I still have it online. I gotta send
it. Do you have Psychic Soul?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's
I don't know. I'll have to look. I have a bunch, but I know I have one online. Let me find this one.
That's the legendary archive piece right there where I called a woman a whore and she threatened to sue me on Blog Dog Radio.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to send you the link on Twitter, dude. I'm going to tweet this to you.
Sweet.
I would love to hear some of those shows with you and Stro.
Well, I got one of them. I'll tweet it right now to everybody, but I'll tweet it to Saul. I'll include Saul in the tweet so you guys can check it out. Here we go.
There's another snake. Holy shit. That's a lot for one night. Usually I just like see like one when I drive home, but that's two. And within like 10 minutes. That's crazy. But it's about to be monsoon season here. And like when the rains come, they just like, there's so many snakes come out. It's crazy. It's beautiful here during monsoon season though. Like the lightning storms over the mountains and like, you know, there's so many, it's like clear skies here like almost all the time, and then like there'll be like a storm off in the distance and there'll be like a huge lightning storm and it's just so beautiful like off in the horizon.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you, I pretty much hate everything there is about Arizona, and I found out more about Arizona than I'd ever want to know this past week. So
right.
Oh, did you read all those those document dumps?
Yeah, I totally read them.
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting. Like, I mean, but I love the desert, definitely, like, I mean, the beautiful parts of the desert, you know, like, you know, I like the sunsets, you know, monsoon season is beautiful, but that's the only thing I like about Arizona. I mean, I'm not going to lie, everything else is just fucking bullshit, and that's why I'm moving away from here, and that's why I want to go to San Francisco. So, I mean, it's going to be hard to leave my grandparents, of course, like, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I'm very, very attached to them. They're very attached to me and my daughter, and, you know, that's going to be the hardest thing, but it's not that, like, it's that far, you know, and I can fly back and forth, but I don't want to live in this fucking state anymore. It's just disgusting.
Well, I kind of have an anecdotal story to kind of go along with that. You know, you have an attachment to your grandparents. It's going to be hard for you to leave them. I have a friend who has an attachment to the shitty cat vlog he does. And he's going to need to move away from it in order to, you know, move on with his life and get an actual job to have any hope of, you know, taking care of his families. But sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
It's an interesting story, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, but like you said, you got to do what you got to do sometimes, and it sucks. But, you know, I definitely, that's what how I feel. Like, you know, I don't want to leave my family, but I don't want to live in this fucking dumbass state. And I've always loved San Francisco, so, you know, got to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
To take my family there, you know.
Yeah. Too many queers in San Francisco, to be honest.
Oh, dude. Oh, there was a census study that came out that there's, like, a serious, serious deficiency of straight men in for under the age of 30 in San Francisco. Like women under the age of 30 are having a hard time finding men in San Francisco. So,
well, then you better hit
it's
it up,
actually
dude.
A good
you could
place
get like
to come
five
to
girls
straight. You
for
have a better
man.
Better shot if you come coming here if you're straight.
Mm-hmm.
Less competition, bro. I'm just saying.
You could be balling, Ben.
There's
know?
A lot of hotties, dude. A lot of tech girls. A lot of girls in the tech industry. A lot of techie chicks.
Oh, yeah.
That are hotties. You might want to consider Saul.
I'm not into tech chicks.
What kind of chicks are you into?
Drunk ones.
Nice.
Where's Melissa Hopkins when we meet her?
Right. But probably drunk, like, between the ages of 18 and 25, I'm guessing, right?
I'm 36.
Really? Are you?
No, I'm 44.
Wow. Shut up. I would have thought you were, like, 25 to 28.
That is a lot older than I actually am.
Oh, really? You're younger than that?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I didn't think you were old, but when you said that, you know, but I don't know. What are you, 19?
Yeah. 20? No, I'm only 46.
Shut up. you have a young voice, that's for sure.
I know.
Oh, home sweet home.
So you were driving the whole way you were talking?
Yeah,
amazing.
Well, it's all...
Isn't she amazing?
Shut up. It's a straight road, like, the whole way home. It's just like a country-ass road.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate having to walk out here to the fucking gate. I'm always, like, scared. There's gonna be a snake. Okay, I'll make this really fast.
Oh, shit, the snake!
Shut up, dude.
Oh, my God.
So you got cams.wave from Ghost?
There we go.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
What did you say about Ghost?
What?
You talking shit about Ghost?
No.
Because if you are, I'll add to it because I was, you know, I like talking shit about Ghost.
I love Ghost. He's probably my favorite troll on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty freaking amazing.
Is the master.
Sorry.
So, do you remember the you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but do you remember Avery from BWC?
Yeah,
okay.
The pedophile.
Avery
Chacon?
Yeah, we're trying to get a hold of him and let him know it's safe to come out.
Oh, the world famous pedo hunter is gone, and you know, so it's now safe for pedos on the internet.
It's now safe for pedophiles on the internet.
Did he ever admit that he really downloaded and looked at CP?
Oh yeah, no, we knew he did. He was just the butt of jokes for it.
Yeah, and I that's when I first kind of came on the scene, when all of that was happening, and I never really asked for details, because I was just that's disgusting, I don't really want to know.
And then a certain someone just kind of, overstepped his bounds and pushed a little too far for my taste.
Yeah, I just didn't know what was true and what wasn't true,
No, he was a pedophile, but he was also schizophrenic and psychotic and... not a whole lot you could do about that.
Yeah. He probably should be, receiving some kind of mental health for that or something, you know?
He is.
Right on.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. I have such horrible memory that, I don't know, I forget things so easily. Okay, it's so dark in here. Why aren't there any lights on? And where is my dog? It's weird. He's usually right at the door.
I'm right here. You, my dog. Right here, dog.
Yeah. All right, you are my dog.
The dog. Home skillet. Good times. If you're just joining us, we have Saul Goodman from out of the BWC and Kishu, also out of the BWC. And if you want to join us... the lines are open.
I don't know if I'm really BWC. I'm just Kishu.
Whatever. You have worn many hats. You've worked with many organizations on the internet and off the internet. Your former KGB, your former CIA, your former BWC. You've got a lot of credentials, Kishu. It's hard to keep up with them, right? I don't even know what you're onto.
Well, it's BWC for life, but.
Well, yeah, technically you still are. So I was right. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, not a scratch. Oh, I'm so happy. Such a dork. Okay, I need to find a penny.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if I win anything, huh? I won $50 off a scratcher once. That was kind of fun. It was $1 one, too. I was hell yeah.
Every time I get a scratch card, I win $1. I buy the $1 ones. I've never won more than that. I've never lost. Yeah.
Nice. That's usually the case with me, too. But there was one incident where I won $50, and it was awesome. But that was on a $5 crossword one. So.
Those ones are far too complex for my simple brain.
I love the crossword. The bingo ones are my favorite.
I prefer the whatever they call it, the lucky sevens or whatever.
The lucky sevens. I've won $10 and $15 off of those before.
Okay, now you guys are starting to bore the balls off me, and instead of sticking you guys in the green room, I'm going to play a classic cut. I know, Saul, you're a friend of a fan of Ghost, and I used to be an avid caller of Ghost back in the day.
Is Ghost done forever, or did he just take a break?
No, he just stopped today. But I don't call him so much anymore because it's just too many fucking trolls now. But there was a while there I was calling him on the regular. I used to call him on the regular, dude. But here's a classic cut. This is me calling him in. He has topics all the time where he talks about whatever's in the news. And I called in a while back when he was talking about the Joplin, Missouri. Situation where the victims of those tornadoes were happening, and we have some folks here on Blog Talk Radio who are friends of my show. They're called the 420 Grindhouse Crew, and they actually are stationed in Joplin, Missouri, and were directly affected by this. I mean, they didn't lose their home, but they've been affected to the point where they don't even do their BTR show anymore. And so I was trying to, for a while, do a pledge drive to raise funds for them, and I reached out to Ghost, and here's how it went down.
Let's see, who else we got going on over here? We got I think we had Vince in the bay. What's going on, Vince?
Hey, Ghost.
How's it going?
Doing good, man. I'm glad you finally wised up and decided to mix things up and have a co-host now and then. I think it's a great idea. And
yeah, I'm going to have it every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, as long as, you know, peeps are, you know, providing insight, exciting, so on and so forth, man. So what you want to talk about?
Well, on this Joplin, Missouri. You said Joplin, Mississippi. It's actually Joplin, Missouri.
Oh, yeah, Joplin, Missouri. My bad. He's out there in Missouri. Forgot about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, these people are in dire need of, even the people that haven't been there, where their property hasn't been leveled by the tornado, they're still lacking general day-to-day necessities. Like, a lot of people don't even have their internet up and running. A lot of people don't have phone lines up and running. You know, there's a lot of things that are inconveniencing people on a day-to-day level, you know, outside of the immediate devastation. And I have some good friends of mine who are based out of Joplin, Missouri. They actually do a Blog Talk radio show here late night called the 420 Grindhouse. And these guys...
Oh, 420, that doesn't have anything herbal related, does it?
Absolutely. These guys, their studio was not hit by the tornado directly. But they
that's good to know that their stash is remaining
well,
intact.
See, that's
we're
the
happy
thing.
About it.
That's the thing, though, is they have less than an eighth of weed to last them God knows how long. All the weed supply in Joplin, Missouri is pretty much shut down. There's nothing moving coming in or out of Joplin right now. And what I'm trying to do for my brother...
Hold on. Vince, wait a minute. What are you doing? Are you trying to convince, drug dealers to go into Joplin, Missouri to start, peddling out some weed because the whole goddamn weed market has been wiped out because of a goddamn tornado? I mean, is that what you're insinuating here?
No, the drug dealers are fine. They just don't have any supply. So what I want to do is raise funds so we can helicopter in. We're not gonna actually lay foot to the ground. We're just gonna chopper it in, you know, just like they did for the kids in after the Haiti earthquake. We're just gonna drop in pounds of weed by helicopter. But we need to raise funds in order to purchase this marijuana. So what I'd like to extend to your listeners is to pledge. We've got a phone bank right now. I know you have a lot of callers on the line.
Shut him off, engineer. Shut him off for a second. Wait a minute. What are you using my show as some kind of a goddamn Jerry Lewis, muscular dystrophy fundraiser for your goddamn weed drop off, for Christ's sake? I mean, I find it rather funny, Vince, that you've really thought all this out, for Christ's sake. You're like, we're not even going to set foot on the ground. We're just coming in through the air, and we're going to just throw it down on the ground. Like, as if, if by some chance you get busted by authorities, that your defense is going to be that there's no law of the air. And, you weren't necessarily on land, so you didn't really break any land laws. So is that what your defense is going to be if you happen to be busted by authorities?
Hey baby, it works for the United States government, so it's good enough for me, baby.
Oh, man, this is just horrible, Vince. I mean, get him off. Get him off, for Christ's sake. I mean, come on, Vince. Come on. I mean, I appreciate the retweets and whatnot, but we can't be advocating that type of activity, for Christ's sake. I mean, there's a lot of people that have suffered devastation, loss out there, not just in Joplin, Missouri, but all over the South and Midwest, for Christ's sake. It's been disgusting what has happened, the amount of devastation because of tornadoes. And here you are, a couple of stoners out there in California concerned about the stoners in Joplin, Missouri, talking about chartering up a goddamn chopper and dropping off some supply so that you can continue the goddamn economy and the damn weed source out there, for Christ's sake. I mean, this is America right here, folks. This right here is America. I'm not making this crap up, for Christ's sake. I mean, Jesus Christ. I need a drink. Give me a drink, man. Jesus Christ.
What a silly Negro.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
I love you, sister, for my
vida ha completado, la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vincent the Bay.
He's a fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
The gay
Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo. And
our boy, Vincent the Bay.
Ah!
Vince is a slump troll.
That's right.
Cactus.
We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
Where's one eye?
I'm a troll. And why?
Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay. Oh, yeah, Vince in the Bay back here with you for another half an hour, and then I'm fucking gone. And Matey Goal has been muted. He apparently wanted to be muted. He was asking for it, apparently, literally. So he has been muted. And shouts out to No Thieves Allowed. I love that Vince in the Gay with that little... it's kind of a gay little, what is that, star thing. I sound tired, Depressions. Well, hey, at least my name isn't Depressions. Your name, it sounds depressing. How about that? Why don't you get a new name, dude? Depressions? Come on. Yeah, I am kind of tired. To be honest, I'm tired. Usually the last half hour of the show, I start to get tired. Not in a Steve Ogles tired kind of way. I'm talking about tired in the way that, like, I'm real tired, not drunk tired. I don't drink, by the way. Matey Goal is back. You're on a little timeout there, Matey Goal. It's kind of like put in the penalty box in hockey. You get muted for a couple of minutes, and then you're back. I got a question here from Jolu Boga. Do you love Mexican cocks, Vince? No, I do not. I do not like Mexican cocks. I do like, however, I do enjoy Mexican cooks. I like Mexican cooks. They cook very well, thank you. And I'm blessed here in San Francisco. We have some of the finest Mexican restaurants and various taco stands, finest restaurants in the world. I lived in New York for a while, and the thing I missed the most living in New York was just getting a burrito in San Francisco in the Mission District. That's where it's at. Oh, man, I miss burritos. That's the thing I missed the most when I left the Bay. I lived in New York for 2 years. And the thing I missed most during those 2 years is burritos. I was lucky. I found a little spot when I was living in New York in, I guess it would be the Lower East Side. I found a little taqueria that was pretty good. It had some authentic, you know, Mexican platters and whatnot. Good margaritas. Back when I used to drink. But now... Oh, but then it closed down. But that was actually, I've talked about this taqueria before. I forgot the name of it, but I used to go in there with my girlfriend at the time,
And it almost never failed. Every time I'd go in there, I'd see somebody famous in there. Or somebody somehow, like one time I went in there and my girlfriend's like, oh my God, what? Oh my God, that's blah, 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 blah. Who the fuck is that? Oh, it's the bass player from Interpol. Oh, wow, cool. Another time I went in there, I saw Stephen Wright in there. And I'm a huge fan of Stephen Wright. I love Stephen Wright. He's one of my all-time favorite comedians. The chat room is Vince Gay. No, I'm not technically. I'm not gay. I'm available. In fact, I'll read you this article that came out. Where is it here? I retweeted it today. Let me find this. I retweet so much crap that, oh my God, PETA, my good friends PETA are in the news. They asked Pakistan if they can paint the walls of the Bin Laden's compound with animal rights peace slogans. China is building the new Bay Bridge. The geography of California wine country is growing and changing significantly due to climate change. On July 6th, President Obama will answer questions in a Twitter town hall meeting. Submit questions using hashtag Ask Obama. Breaking news, no Golden Gate ferry service due to ticket agent strike. Jeez, I'm trying to find this. Oh, that's right. I said something about it, though. Okay, hang on. All right. While I'm looking for this, let me bring back my panelists. I have Saul Goodman of BWC hanging out with me, and I also have Kishu.
I want $8.
You want what?
$8.
$8?
$8. So in your freaking face, Sense in the Bay.
Okay.
Hell yeah. I haven't won that much in a long time. It's usually like a dollar or two.
In your face, Vince.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. You molded me. Or molded me, or however the saying goes.
So since you're talking about news stories, I kind of wanted to bring up a hero of mine. Chris Hansen is in the news.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly being caught cheating on his wife in a little sting put on by someone else.
That's awesome. That's so fucking awesome, dude. I love it. Have you seen the video?
I have not. I was not aware there was a video out there.
Well, here you go. Here's the story I was talking about. Census reveals fewer catches for San Francisco's 30-something single ladies. This is out of the San Francisco Examiner. Next time a single 30-something woman complains there are fewer good men to date in the city anymore, give her some sympathy. Census data released this week revealed that the number of men aged 30 to 34 living in San Francisco has declined by nearly 15% over the last decade. Women of that age group have also declined in blah, blah, blah by less than 5%. This change, as well as a host of less dramatic changes among people of adjacent age races. Adjacent age races. I like that. This has brought San Francisco slightly closer to having equal numbers of men and women. In 2000, there were blah, blah, blah. There were 103 men for every 100 women. 10 years later, there were 102 men for the same 100 women. Okay, so there's less men for the women. And on top of that, the men are all homosexual. Therefore, if you're single and male, you're pretty much guaranteed to get laid. Come to San Francisco. That's why I'm here. I'm Vince the Bay, and I approve this message.
Next tourism slogan.
Dude, I want to be... I was thinking... they have these double-decker buses in the city that drive around, you know, with tourists.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a guy that does, you know, the tourist voiceover, I guess, if you will. He narrates the ride, I guess.
Yeah.
I think I could do that job. I think I'd be pretty good.
You have a great voice, Vince. I think you do a good job at that as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you look over here to your right, we have a bunch of dirty hippies. This is the unfortunate byproduct of a capitalist society. These are folks who are down on their luck. They're not down on their luck because of certain circumstances. It's because they're lazy. They failed and they gave up on life. Don't give kids. If you take a good look at these losers, they gave up on life. Don't give up on life, kids. All right, moving on. What do we have over here?
That's the kind of shit I would do as the whatever. The narrator.
Probably why you haven't been hired.
I hope they don't do a background check on me.
Yeah, you are a cyber criminal.
Cyber criminal.
I am a cyber criminal. I'm not a convicted felon, though.
That's good.
Yeah, good. God damn it. What are you talking about, cyber baby? Sorry. Just got to hold my computer and being balls right now. Okay, there we go.
Maybe goal is just going for it. You think I gave up on life? Are you kidding me? Anyway. Dicks in my mouth is in the chat room. That's the one.
Big shout out to Dicks in My Mouth.
Mrs. Kiss, Matey Goal, Kayla McCoy. Where do these people come up with this crap?
Oh, Vince in the Bay.
Yes, at your service. All right, what else is going on here? What else happened? John Stossel says college is not worth the investment. I agree. Anonymous releases super secret handbook. What's that all about? Super secret security handbook? It's out of InfoSec. The rogue hacker group movement Anonymous has released the Op New Blood Super Secret Security Handbook PDF in an effort to recruit more would-be hacktivist types to further the internet anarchy cause. The blah-bitty-blah-bitty tutorial site guide instructs users on multiple subjects, particularly how to set up secure internet relay chat and blah, 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 and blah, blah, and operation, it should be called Operation Newfag, right? Operation Honeypot. The publication will edify aspiring armchair hackers on methods used to obscure one's identity while conducting operations online, blah, blah, blah. The publication is more evidence that hacktivist groups like Anonymous and the now supposedly defunct LulzSec are shifting tactics by moving away from conductive offensive operations themselves and instead may be seeking to educate and enable others to take up the cause. There's also been recently an emergence of the Anonymous Base backed School for Lulz, a resource for high-tech hooligans to learn the finer art of hacking, cross-site scripting, SQL objections, botnet herding, doxing, and tools of the trade. By concentrating on instruction and inspiration, the core leadership of these hacker collectives can effectively remove themselves as primary targets for law enforcement and anti-antisec hackers like the Jester, the A-Team, and the Web Ninjas, and instead encourage their less savvy team minions to commit the attacks and take the heat. So basically, they're endorsing more copycat lulzsec type script kiddies, is what this is telling me.
I guess you also have to question who's actually releasing this material. You know, I love that these news stories kind of like to always label it as anonymous, as if, you know, anonymous is a specific collective, but you know, it's whatever group with whatever motives releasing this information. So have to see what was actually in it to be able to tell you for certain of anything.
Researchers uncover $4.5 million device super botnet. Kaspersky lab researchers have uncovered a super botnet thought to have infected as many as 4.5 million devices so far in 2011, with 1.5 million of the infected IPs within the United States. The massive botnet infection was achieved using DDSS rootkits and an ever-evolving malware class of targets, blah, blah, targets window operating systems at the kernel level, blah, 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 fappity, fappity, fappity. What else? Moving on. Oh, Lulzviticus has tweeted some new chapters or verses from the first chapter of Lulzviticus. I found a few choice ones that I shared on Twitter. I'm going to share some now with you. This is Lulzviticus chapter 1, verse 22. From the bowels of the earth, a twisted mongoloid jester was issued to poison all that was Lulz. And it was asked, "You mad?" Let's go to... Oh, wait, I skipped over one. Sorry, this is another one I like. This is chapter 1, verse 21. Though some would fail, the shining light of Lulz drew unto them renewed ranks of lizardy, and on they sailed. Let's do one more here. Where was I? Oh. This is chapter 1, verse 24. But no distorted half-wit has, and his wrinkled old deceiver could curb the irresistible force of Lulz unleashed, flourished. So cryptic, yet so, it's so right. Yeah, so that's from Lulzviticus. If you're curious what the fuck that was, go shove it up your ass. It's Lulzviticus. Twitter.com/Lulzviticus. Follow him. He's Lulzy. What else is going on? The NFL, or is it the NBA is on lockout now, which is retarded. The NBA just ended. So it's like... It's like Brett Favre when he retired, or when Tiger Woods said he was taking some time off from golf. They like corresponded to when there just happens to be no season. Like Tiger Woods just declared in like November, "Oh, I'm taking some time away from golf." Well, yeah, duh. There's no major tournaments until like April, bro. Sure enough, he was back in time for the Masters, dude. What a piece of shit, dude. Oh, some guy tweeted this thing about vegetarian vegan hacker dinner, And I wrote back. I was like, well, now wait, let me get this straight. Now, is this a dinner for hackers who happen to be vegetarian or vegan, or is this a dinner for people who hack vegetarians or vegans? Because I have a background in that, so I might be interested. I might be interested in that. He hasn't got back to me. I don't know what's up. All right, let's take some calls, shall we? We're running out of time. We got 10 minutes. People suddenly have gotten off their butts and they're calling in. Area code 501. You're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, I just had a comment about the super secret handbook shits.
Yeah.
Say that this isn't coming from the feds. Let's just assume that for a moment.
Okay.
They're kind of setting things up like every other revolutionary group. They kind of get a little bit of power, and then they set up a bullshit hierarchy and go sit in fucking their palaces somewhere and let other people do the work for them.
Well, you're implying several things. For two, you're implying that the feds are even more competent than Anonymous is, when we're both are just, you know, really incompetent collectives.
Yeah.
And you're also implying that Anonymous is a revolutionary group, which by, you know, anyone who has any real familiarity with them knows that's just not true.
Well, I'm not claiming familiarity. I'm just saying, judging by their tactics, that they're trying to get some sort of things changed.
Well, it's not Anonymous. It's several offshoots from websites whose user collective is known as Anonymous.
So what would be the purpose in enacting other people to do these things and then to just drop out of the scene?
Just drop out of the scene? I don't know what you're referring to.
Of actively hacking things themselves.
Yes, but it's not Anonymous hacking things. It's a few people, so an offshoot group.
Well,
claiming,
I mean, there's always, yeah. Well, there's always that. You know, with any sort of clandestine things, you know, there's not going to be. You know, there's always the big umbrella, and there's smaller little offshoot things that hit things, so that, you know, there's a, you know, less of a stick to hit the collective with.
I don't know. What do you think, Vince? FBI hackers infiltrating Anonymous?
Oh, I'm not really in a position to comment. I'm out of the game, bro. I'm a criminal. They caught me, bro. I can't. I'm out of the game. I don't know what's going on anymore. On the outside looking in. Yeah, dude, I hear you, man. I don't know what the fuck to make of any of this shit. I thought from the get-go that this LulzSec thing in particular was shady and suspect to begin with. And I think they kind of reeked of me of just of being potential feds or somebody that had already been caught by the feds and was put on a really short, you know, loose leash or whatever, to kind of get out there and sort of make it sexy to do this shit, and try to like dupe people into other people that are like, you know, into doing stupid shit like that, and trying to like bring out like some of the potential people that will compromise, you know, some of these, you know, websites or whatever. But I think ultimately this is just my sort of outsider perspective. My overall feeling is that there's kind of like this loose knit sort of brotherhood, if you will, of IT specialists and system administrators and just overall like coders and programmers and engineers and all this crap. There's sort of like a hip, cool, underground, black market, if you will, sort of loose-knit network of these guys, of people of like-mindedness that are just cruising around the internet looking for some lulls, and they happen to have access to, oh, FBI, databases, you know, other people working for corporations, they have access to these corporate websites. So maybe they hide under some proxies or whatever in their spare time. They go to a cafe somewhere, and just for the hell of it, they leak it on the internet through some bunk Twitter account. And then they look like a fucking hacker.
Right.
You know, shit like that. That's what I think is, there's this kind of little isolated shenanigans like that that are popping off all over the place that I don't think have anything to do with the original idea of whatever Anonymous was supposed to be. I think Anonymous, ideally, in sort of the utopian internet world, I think is just a loose group of really hardcore tech people that can whatever can hack or code or whatever can just do some fucking tech ninjas, if you will, and they're out there crusading for the better good, taking down like jihadist websites, taking down fucked up racist KKK websites, you know, just doing white knighting, if you will, whatever. You know, that's what I think of when I think of like what Anonymous is supposed to be, is just a lot of people that are in a position to fuck up some shit tech, on the internet, and they're doing the better good. And then there's other people that have maybe the same skills, but they're out there, you know, black knighting, I guess, just being fucking or black hats, and they're just being dicks, and they're just antagonizing people and just fucking with people for the hell of it, you know.
Rat
and then there's of course
technology.
Then there's the gray hats that are in between. And I don't know what these people are doing technically, but I think a lot of it has to do that these people are already behind enemy lines to begin with, and they already have their foot in the door somewhere to begin with. I think a lot of it has more to do with social engineering than it has to do with knowing some code. You know what? I think a lot of that IT shit and coding shit, it obviously has its merits, and it helps you, you know, get around some shit that somebody, you know, that doesn't have that knowledge wouldn't be able to use, but whatever.
To me,
I think
it seems kind of like Anonymous is like an internet devil. You know, the devil did it, so they can put a face on it, and they can blame these people. This is what's wrong. This is what's going on. We're going to get them.
I think it's your perspective, though. You say devil. I think more of like a guardian angel in some ways of the internet.
I really do.
I think in some ways, some of these people that some of these hackers, these hacktivists, if you will, you know, some of them can be considered sociopaths, and I think some of them could be considered like, you know, like lone rangers, sort of, just like, you know, people just out looking out for the better good, you know, fighting assholes on the internet who are you know, taking advantage of people in very unsavory, unethical ways. I think that's important. I think in many ways these hackers, these hacktivists, are doing a service. They're doing something. They're doing the FBI and CIA's job for them. The law enforcement agencies are so gummed up with bureaucracy. Sometimes it takes a lone wolf to just come out of nowhere and you know, crash a jihadist website or whatever, you know, just make a point. I'm, you know, whatever. That's it. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Shouts out to Saul for coming through. Shouts out to Kishu. Also this caller, I forgot what's your name? 501, area code 501.
Don.
All right. What was that? Sorry.
Donovan.
Donovan.
Yes.
Donovan, right on. Thanks for coming through, bro. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate everybody coming through. I think Stabby was on earlier. Good times. I see Goofy Bone on the board. I'm going to sign off live right now, but if anybody's called in, you can stay on, and we'll go into overtime. I'm going to do I'm going to sign off with the live listeners, and then we'll do the post-game wrap-up with Kishu and whoever else wants to chime in. But shouts out to everybody. I'm going to get that's it. I'll be back, I guess, tomorrow night for Free Ball Friday. Until then, lock shit down, yo.
For you.
watch us bubble. We come with more heat than the sun do. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We come with more heat.
Of all secrets, I'm the best chef. Making sure my first step is my best step. I've watched my investments while the rest slept. And changed tunes like the faders on the best text. Yes, I'm a mile under the floor. With a switch up of a cushion, a towel under the door. You remember me as the tallest one of the four. Every time you come and check out your boy, he yeah, hot like the tip of a blowtorch. Can lift up a show horse with little or no force. It's heavy but low voice. Making ladies go, boys don't front. People fill up the joint, there's no choice. I'm running my mouthpiece, and I outreach to the power of devout speech. Why you shout beef, screaming from your couch seat. We devout heat, and we come to
hunt. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. We come with more heat than the sun do. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We come with more heat.
Second half of a double header. Tune up the couple setter. Here to make it bubble better. Rhinoceros bass, thick as Barney Rubble sweater. And I'm blowing like the coldest wind in Chicago weather. Hey, why you sweeter than plain cinnamon? My lyric venom in your vein, now your brain hemorrhaging. If you think that I'm insane, I'm a plain citizen. People call me out my name, I remain disciplined. Hey, a wicked sentence and a vicious blend. Has more wealth than the wallets of the richest men. It's interesting, pay attention to what you witnessing. The love of the art form, not just the dividends. Yeah. All eyes on me, but please don't put the rumors and them lies on me. Cause I'm just that clown to come with the fat sound. Charlie Tuna, I live and we come to
hunt.
In the concrete jungle like wild animals. Stomach growling like lions, it's understandable. Rappers will run right upon you and try to battle you. Quicker than a cheetah run up on a caribou. What up, Tuna? The blacksmith is back with the backflip flow. I got the survival tactics. Crack it,
yo,
open
yo,
like steel
yo.
In the back. Came with a message. We must retain the freshness. Blame and you blame the pressure. Is this what the game is left with?
Word.
Oh, homie, name is weapon. Soon as Mr. International steppin', you're rapping irresponsible and rational deafness. Ready, got enough lyrics, I'll be stocking up. Get on some Vince Vaughn, you better lock it up. Is it live or what? We came to rock it now. Treat it like it's out of pocket.
We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. We come with more heat than the sun do. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We come with more heat.
Oh, damn, that shit just ends like that. Oh, hey, it's Vince in the Bay. And we're in overtime. This is the post-game wrap-up. Kishu's here with me. Hi, Kishu.
Hi, hon.
What's
going on? I started
a
tiny chat.
Oh, you started a...
It's tinychat.com/BITBC.
Oh, yeah. And Beachbone 55 is in there in his bed. That is scary.
Yeah.
That's very scary.
Beachbone's so funny. I love him. He's great.
Again, he does not participate in the Blog Talk Radio show, but he's more than happy to set up his little video camera and talk on cam in the tiny chat. And he gets what he's putting. He's showing his pill bottle up in there. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Let's bring on Goofy Bone though. I think Goofy's here. What's up, Goof? Goofy Bone, are you talking or are you just listening? What's up, dude?
Sorry, Vince. I'm just getting into town. I was actually in your neck of the woods. Actually, I was in South City. So I'm just getting into town right now. Driving a little drunk, but who cares?
We lost Kishu.
No way.
Kishu dropped off. I could try to bring her in on the call, though. Let me try this. Let me see. Let's see if this works.
What was going down on your show today, Vince?
On the show today, well, I called the Sperm Bank of California. I'm trying to get order up some stickers. They have these stickers that say "Got Sperm." It's like "Got Milk," but the same font that says "Got Sperm."
Are you serious? Got Sperm.
Yeah, I'm calling Kishu right now. Hopefully, Kishu's phone died. Hopefully, I can get her in on the horn on Skype right now. But yeah, I went to the what was it, the gay pride on hello Kishu, hi, you're on the show. Oh, she died. Oh, never mind, forget it. All right, I tried. I have to decline it. All right, let me try her one more time. Trying to call Kishu. There you there?
My computer is going nuts.
Yeah, and you have a terrible Wi-Fi connection or whatever, so you're probably gonna die again.
No, who do you have on the line? So is anybody even there?
Yeah, Goofy's here, and Saul is here, and let's see, we have 501 is here. Wait, who? I forgot who's five. Area code 501. Who are you?
Devon,
is that who that is?
Remember.
Yeah, and then there's another caller on 111. Who's that?
CITP for life.
Who? Who are you? What?
Kiero, man. What's up?
Sounds like a spig.
All right, whatever. I don't know what he's talking about, but.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and there's a couple other people that are just kind of lurking in the background. But yeah, and Goofy's here. I'm trying to get Goofy up to speed. I was telling him I called the Sperm Bank earlier. I don't know, you weren't here for that either. I called the Sperm Bank of California when I was at the Gay Pride thing on Sunday. They had this booth that at the Gay Pride thing for the Sperm Bank, and they were giving out stickers that said "Got Sperm," and I called them and left them a message saying that I wanted to get a bunch of them. I wanted to, like, you know, get at least 1,000 of these things and pass them out on 4th of July. So that's what you missed earlier. And then Stabby was on for a while and Saul called in, and yeah, that's about it. Hello? Is this thing on?
No.
No? Okay. All right. You know what? It sounds like the show has pretty much run its course.
Why is it running its course? I just got here.
Yeah, exactly. That's a sign that now that the Mexicans here, I think it's time to shut down the party. Mexican... Oh my God! Is Debbie Daly really in the tiny chat? Is that the real Debbie Daly?
God, I hope not.
It's me.
Hey, is everybody in the tiny chat room? Is that the real Debbie Daly in the building? What's going on?
Nobody.
Is that in fact a real
Moxie's Debbie? Moxie's been known to impersonate Debbie Daly on Tiny.
Oh, is that Moxie? Is that Moxie being Debbie?
I'm not sure. It could be.
You know, Moxie has called my show a couple of times lately, and she just says like sound bites, essentially. Like, I can tell it's her, and I can tell it's not a soundboard, but I always play it off like a soundboard because I kind of feel bad for her, because she literally just calls into my show and just says like little sound bites over and over. She won't even engage in a conversation. It's kind of sad.
She lost her characteristic style.
She had a style.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
All I could say is nobody could top Kishu. Nobody.
Aww.
Except for me.
So sweet. Yeah, except for Sal, of course. Of course.
Fuck yeah.
Are you in Tiny Chat, Goofy?
No. The little computer I'm on, it's just for my mobile access only.
That's funny, Saul. Saul, I recall seeing that loop on somebody else's account before. I wonder, it's all coming together now. I'm starting to get starting to pick up little bits and pieces of clues of where a certain person might have got all of his shtick from.
Who would that certain person be?
Is that like a famous loop or something, or what is that loop? I don't get it.
It's from the Chappelle show, but I don't know very many people who it's pretty much my signature Tiny Chat avatar, so to speak.
That's sort of your signature thing, huh?
Yeah.
Beach Bum, why are you pointing your goddamn camera at the screen? You're being... Oh, he's trying to take it. He is so low tech. He doesn't know how to screen cap. He's so low tech. He wants a picture of Kishu. So he's literally putting his camera up to the screen and taking a picture of it. What a loser. What a creepy loser.
Oh, Beach Bum is so sweet. He has the cutest dog ever.
He's an old faggot.
His dog is so cute. He's so cute.
I've seen a dog like that get shot in the head once.
Isn't that nice? He's a cute puppy. He's so cute.
That's a Goofy Bone. I need to hear some mariachi.
Let me show my dog off now.
What happened?
I was just saying how much I liked your culture.
Fuck culture. It's all about being
culture, Goofy Bone. Yeah, cap on your culture.
Shit.
Start selling
sombreros. It's all about going to South City, spending a good $400 and coming home with a wonderful prize.
I don't know if that.
Oh yeah, motherfuckers!
When he says capitalism, it works for me.
We live on Vince and the Bay show. You want to say hi to Vince and the Bay?
Hi.
You hear that, Vince?
No, I didn't. Who was that? What did they say?
Say it again. Say it louder.
You say hi?
Hello. Is she of age? Is she old enough? Who is that?
Yeah, I know. The rumor is... I don't know. The thing is, I get all these squeaky voice chicks. Are you of age?
Are you a juggalo by chance, Goofy Bone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Wins.
Have you heard the Juggalo Holocaust?
Oh, yeah. I want to lick your pussy, baby, and you can smell my fingers, honey. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did that suck that dog's cock?
Winston, come here, look. Say hi to the camera. He's so cute.
So, Vince, did they
the other puppy
they're going to give you stickers or what? Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Did they tell you they're going to give you stickers or what?
Yes, they no, they did not. I left a message. They weren't there, dude. I called at like 11 p.m. at night. They're closed.
What kind of a place, a donation place, would be closed? Say if I wanted to unload a couple of loads right now, you know what I'm saying? They need to be open.
Yeah, they maybe we should call them and suggest that. Should we call them right now? You want to leave a suggestion for them that they should
okay,
be 24
sure.
hours? Let's see if I can call. Can I call out still? Oh, they won't let me call out anymore. Bastards.
I won't
Sorry.
Let you call out. Oh shit.
Actually, I can call out on Skype though. Let me do this. Hang on.
You look so freaking hilarious right now.
What do you mean?
With your wig and your fucking glasses and your hat. Your mask.
Home sweet home.
Bank of California.
You have reached
the Hey, go make yourself at home. I'm going to roll a blunt real
Please
quick.
Press 1 to leave a general message.
No, Goofy, you got to leave a message, Jeff.
No, I am. I'm a chick. Go make yourself at home.
Press 1. If you are a current donor, press 2 to reach the laboratory. If you are interested in becoming a paid sperm donor, press 3 to be connected to our donor coordinator. If you are interested in sperm and for existing CD...
No, after she's done reading off that shit, she'll...
To reach the billing department,
you can leave a message.
For our office hours, fax number, web address, and email address, and directions, press 6. For a dial by name direction, press 9.
You have reached the voicemail for the TSBC phone counselors. If you have reached this message during regular business hours, we are currently in a meeting or helping another recipient. Please leave a message with your name and phone number, and we will be sure to return your phone call promptly. Thank you. Recording.
Hello, everybody. I'm Goofy Bone. I am probably one of the world's most greatest male gigolos out here in Northern California. Just wondering if you guys are in the future going to have a 24-hour clinic. You know, for, say, somebody like me, it's 119 right now. I just want to, you know, shoot a couple of loads, and maybe you guys could, you know, catch them loads. Anyways, if you guys have any questions, give me a call tomorrow, 646-595-4136, and I will be glad to answer any of your questions. Please give me a call. Once again, this is Goofy Bone. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
All right, nice work. Nicely done.
Vince, is that you with long hair?
What?
God damn.
Smell my fingers, dude.
Don't make me get on, Vince. You really want me to get on?
Actually, truth be told, that's a loop, everybody. It's a loop.
What?
Yeah, that's not me. I'm not doing that right now. It's an old loop. I play it over and over and over again. And if you notice, I keep doing the same shit over and over and over again.
Incredible. Oh, so that's Sorry. Beach Bum 55. What's up, Beach Bum 55?
His dog is so cute. Oh, my God.
Oh,
no,
we lost Saul. Saul took off.
You haven't seen a cute dog yet, fucking cute dude. You want to see
no,
a cute
look,
dog?
I have a cute dog, too. See? Look. You see him?
Oh.
He's a picky me. He's so cute. Okay. It's my baby. Say hi.
Oh,
You're so cute, Winston. Eclipse. Flavor strips, huh?
All right, folks. Sorry, Kishu. I don't mean to come.
Damn, Beach Bum, you fucked up.
We're gonna end the show now. That's it. We're gonna end the show. It's been fun. I had a good time. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Shouts out to Goofy Bone for coming in at the last minute. That was a pleasure to have you here, Goofy, as always, especially when you're sloppy drunk and you got some girl you're banging out in the background. You know, even though she sounds underage, I appreciate the effort.
And, oh, me?
Yeah, she sounds young, bro.
You guys in your fucking young fucking tactics.
All right, whatever. I'm getting out of here. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Good night. Kishu. You still hear me?
you very nice.